Advanced Nautical Music. Advanced the problem of the masks and syrup and the people being fearless. So it's an interesting thing, but you see, in the odds that the person can't be attached emotionally to certain forms of the religion. Yes, that's an understanding. Person is just attached emotionally to certain aspects of the religion, so then you don't really understand what that is all about. And it can lead to detrimental results. For instance, Lamar said that a person can't say that he's a woman now, and you can't say that. It's very fine, it's inappropriate, it's out there, and all in. So
it's sad to see it on such a level. There's
somebody hustled over my house last night, comes over near my house because, the yeshiva. So I spoke with him. So he said, I mentioned about the theater, and he asked me, he said, don't worry. None of the Hasidim shaved their beards. It's unfortunate, but it shows that there's something missing. A very fundamental word. It's not just a mistake. It's something that the orientation approaches. That's the problem. And among people, what Barbara concerns me also is the fact that the Torah says, in Yichach Masam, in Asam, in the Torah, is wisdom, and knowledge, and the eyes of the nation. This nation is a nation which is in trouble. It's a nation of power. Wisdom. Now, what do people say when they use those things? That wisdom person says, I'd rather die than share with my family. This wisdom? This fucking? It serves a bit. Everybody would have this wisdom. It serves a bit. And they also know about the Lord because of the Shmazer Elder Matter. As a look in the country, that's why the Rambam mentions Rambam that you should know. He's there as a barometer. He says, how could you tell whether you're on the right track if you got the color? He says, there's a barometer. Torah is a barometer. Torah says, all of good. The nations are all the same. This is a realization. They said, anytime you see people living away, then this response is not going to go out. It shows out that you're not on the right track. So this is it's an unfortunate situation because it's a misguided kind of theism, it's shallow, it's wrong, it's chassid shoda, it's a normal that the people of the world think that these are the ultra orthodox. That means that they represent us par excellence. This is what Torah is, and it's absurd. That's the situation. People just don't know whether the orientation is right. This is the essence of what they are. The curiosity, the contact, the curiosity. One side that people are in deep terror, the other side people are in emotional fervor, they don't know what they're emotionally excited about, the spiritual. We discussed the last thing before. The last point we were taking up was the idea of tefillah, you know, the concept of prayer. The concept of prayer now is everything now is worked out by Chachmei Yisrael. It seems to be more so there are 120 Chachmei, 120 Chachmei. Among them are many of them that set up tefillah. You can understand that tefillah is not just a simple thing. Tefillah is very deep idea. And Chachmei Yisrael spent a lot of time, a lot of intellectual energy, a lot of knowledge, and other knowledge too. Just to take a few points into it to get an idea of what tefillah is about. Most people think, what is tefillah? Pray to God. If you have a problem, you ask God for the problem. And now this is not so simple. Not so simple. As a matter of fact, a person who did that wouldn't be considered. It's interesting that a person who's overcome emotion and expresses himself to God in the deeds and the days and is completely involved 100% to honor all the time, it's not true. Why not? Because he feels it in a certain order. And if you don't follow that order, the fool is the order that you do it, that that's your first you have. First one deals with the others, the fact that God shows providence to the others. And more than that, wrong. We mentioned the Shabbat, the Yisrael, and the Yisrael. The meaning is really the Shabbat, the Yisrael, and the Yisrael. The Yisrael is the wonderful Shabbat means the unit of nature. Whenever you talk to the Tillis, you don't say anything per se about is an oath. But the tefillah, the beauty of the tefillah, and there's so much in the tefillah, but it's so involved. So very little. Nothing actually about that kind of God. And as I think Mara says, that the only thing we can say about God is the two things we say in the world is God. Okay, Rough But On the contrary, I would say, I would have the exact opposite. If when it came to the request, you have no kavana whatsoever, Joseph. But if for the first bracha, which is not your request, you didn't have any kavana, you said, well, it's a Allah has a question that doesn't have kavana, come on, come on, really, I'll condemn strict nature down the road. That one, you didn't have it. You don't see it. Some of them say you shouldn't because who knows the second man is going to be, the family is not capable of being with them. But strictly, I'll begin, I'll look at the beginning of Gemara, and the word of Gemara is, a person who doesn't have Gemara, I'm going to have to die over it. There's no question about it. It's the word of the word of the spell.
When you understand what the word is, when you have restriction on that, you don't know what the word
is. There's restriction on saying bracha is if you're not obligated to say bracha. If you say any bracha, you're not obligated to say bracha. The person has to drop a minute, the person has to drop a mire. And what happens is that you just got shocked like this, that you don't have to think of other things, and you don't have any kind of one at all, the first bracha, you can die. So the obligation of dying is still for the time. So this is considered an unnecessary bracha without knowing. Not considered an unnecessary bracha. The person would know, you know. The only reason I say that some opponents say not to do it is because they say the second time around they're the same thing. But the person would know that the second time around they're going to have nothing to do with it. That's not a problem at all. The first time, unfortunately, it's not a problem. So you see from behind this how the deal was worked out. But what's the most important thing to do? Person should walk away with not a big thought. And that's the most important thing. Not as a class, not as a class. What is it they want to think something which is and that is the perception of a better thought. And that's what I'm about to do. You're up there, not formulating philosophy, right here in our so, our concept of fear is diametrically opposed. What the rest of the world considers to be
the world. Are you living in the rest of the Shema Nesrei?
Yeah. The reason why I'm living in the Shema Nesrei is because, strictly speaking, the only thing that's true in the Shema Nesrei is that it started with Baruch Shema, which is really the Baruch Shema from the Shabbat, is really finished. And then from Baruch Shema, from the Shema Nesrei, the human creates Shema, and the Baruch Shema is the man of creation. So that's not too bad. It's not as a different category. The only reason we put them all together is because the Gemara says that this one serve of each of them is the person, the Kabbalah, the Mark of Shemayim, the difference in our city of the skin, a Krishna person who needs to be committed to the skin. That doesn't mean we can't work with the Gemara, that's only the Shema. The Shema says, and we came to a sakana. So we told told by what it is, it shouldn't change the position or do anything different than what we create the mind. Like a sign, a symbol, no symbolic position or action. So, it should be like commentary, a part of your life. That's what it means. It's going to be a new start. So, therefore, to have a position to go like this, we have a revenue.
Or we need to have a position that would be there in the 50s, and so by
Hidden existence is not really a position. Not really. It's just really the take existence that way, so it's much later, much later thing. I mean, it's not really a method of the kind of identity of idea. Let me say, right. really is permissible to a person to relate to a kind of call on that as a vehicle, towards a credit call. That's what it means. That was the style. Every nation had their own type of life. mention that with Zephyr and Alexander. I'm not saying you're way down with him, no down with him, go on saying that as a person, takes off his yarmulke. Because he went to the sky at the fact that he's Jewish, and he violated the law. Not a question, not because of the gun, a question of the person that did it. So I think I know that there's a shipwreck, and I say you approached him, I don't know what I'm going to do. Shem will be cash in my own and the other. That's all I want to do, but the person now has to conceal this use of him. And he mentioned the beautiful message, and there he says, I wish that dream of the first of all, he said, at least what we need to do. Why should I be worse than Yosef HaTzadik? And Yosef HaTzadik had carried his bones for 40 years. So why am I worse than him? It never says that God answered. God said that the one that took pride in his ministry and his identity, his land, he buried himself. The one that didn't take pride in that. And Yosef HaTzadik had identified himself to the Tzad Mashkin, the Tzad Ha'Ofen. So he says, Kikim Tzad Ha'Mashkin, Zuno Kinafi Yosef. That's what I was told to do, which I didn't find out for sure. I wanted to be better than today. And that's the same thing, right? In those days, they hated me. So it was a small group, but they still were still fighting. So what do you have to say to Yosef? No, he said.
Just to wear something that looks strange, no offer like that, the person has to wear something that's
in order, they should be identified as a Jew, because of the situation, would be in violation. There's no open effective Jew. As a matter of fact, the whole entire that they have
Thank you.
Thank you. study on this. He said that a person, why are you mean you're not in the habit, and I've got the one, I guess the mother's done, it means you're not to think about the literal translation of the word. But he said, if you could get to the feeling before God, he said, that's not what I mean, that's too much, even if not. But that the essence of fear is a person standing before God. Why? Because that's really the philosophy. That those three times a day, a person has the idea that he's only the cash on it. It's a big perception, that it's 50 times a day. Removes him from the pettiness and things and his nonsense that is involved in his preoccupation. And the person doesn't have that. It's not true at all. That's what I'm just concerned. The person doesn't have any capability, he's only the cash on it. His mind is somewhere, he's just somewhere else. And you can't say it's true, even if it's not Mohammed. Not Mohammed, he doesn't see the word. But he knows he's only the cash on it. I'll think of this, but to me, you know you don't mention it. But as a practical solution, the real one I mentioned is that it's very hard to understand people unless you have something on it. You shouldn't at least have the one for each breath. Personally, I found like this. It's a very difficult thing. It's a little thing for everybody. It's a meeting. Mars says, even if I'm not in Mars, says, it minds will mind us. Best advice I would give on that score is that before each breath, the person would stop before each breath and just think for a second, the content of the thought. Not the final breath, before the mind. Just think for a second, I'm going to say the fear of that. At least, he might not think of every word, but at least if he does that, he won't get lost. At least he'll have an idea concerning the main breath, which is really important in terms of having a key. So that's what I'm doing, Mark, and the other thing that if the evidence is the evidence, it's not really the key that's meant to be. So the real purpose of our being a scholar, that's the real essence of our being a scholar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sure, we offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, we know all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not the essence of the essence. We know that he can answer up to us, we know that he's capable of answering up to us, we know he's concerned about us, but whether he will answer this particular thing in the way we are studying, that we have no sense of security whatsoever. That's the proper answer. It's difficult that because the odds of some people, being a scholar is definitely going to work. Of course, you got people who have more than one. The odds is truthful and it's on a very high level.
In Shmat Kolenu, there's one, it's a minog, ask for panasa. In Shmat Kolenu, and you're directly asking for something, you're hoping that God's going to respond.
Absolutely. The person has been right to hope that God will respond. 100%. The person, when we say, definitely responds to the skills, but not with the feeling, the sense that I'm going to be a scholar and because this is going to work. That is the notion that is not right.
To hope and not expect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a person should have. Certainly. As a matter of fact, I mean, in every bracha, if you ask something in personal request, you're supposed to hit it. Like a person who needs a promotion and oracle in person is not well or has a holy or somebody is ill in the family, you're probably really supposed to go. The reason why they get it in Shmat Kolenu, Panasa, the reason is that if you have Baruch Hashem, Panasa, you're not supposed to ask it for anything called Panasa. And the person to me is you're not supposed to ask anything. But in Shmat Kolenu, you can ask even for more than if you have Panasa. So that's why they put it in Shmat Kolenu.
I never heard of it in Baruch Hashem. Always a Shmat Kolenu.
It's true, that's why you put a Shmat Kolenu. But most people make a Shmat Kolenu, they're saying
Shmat Kolenu. Really, it's supposed to be Baruch
Hashem. The person to me, a person to me, a person is supposed to say Baruch Hashem.